coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Yet Valentine Podcast with your caper-dropping couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 30th, 2012.
And this is episode 58 in the house. Like always. Like, it's always in the house for some odd reason.
Always in our house.
And Renee on cue. Right after the episode number.
You weren't supposed to say anything. Look, you always told me, don't say anything about it. Don't say that you're yawning.
I didn't say you were yawning.
Oh,
I said right on cue, you started. That's all I said.
I know, but they'd be wondering, what the heck is he talking about?
Well, then that's when they had to go watch the video feed. But no, you just spoiled it for everyone.
I didn't spoil anything.
So you just
How's
told
that a spoiler?
You just, well, it is a, there are people out there that have bets. How long the episode before when they start
You're
yawning?
Asshole, they do not.
it's like with the track Trek Nerd when they guess.
That's not fair. You can't really do that. But anyway, this is episode 58.
Yep, and we have a storm alert going on right now. So I really hope that
the power doesn't go out. If it blinks, then we're in trouble. Well,
you know the computers go out.
Yeah, if it blinks, then we aren't doing a podcast for today.
Okay.
Because all our stuff will be lost. And do you really want to start over?
Have we done it before?
No, we've never started over.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the weekend wrap-up because we need to get to it.
So this weekend, we installed a garden.
Yep, we did.
And this is something I've been wanting to do. My mother is actually a huge gardener. She's always had tons of flowers and vegetables and everything. So, we installed a garden. Yep. We went in, Jay's boss's boss, Daryl.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lent us his pickup truck we went to Louisville Mulch to pick up a load of cocoa mulch.
Yeah, we did. And it saved us a ton of money. I mean, because we got a full truck load for like $24. And then the mulch at like Home Depot for just a tenth of that would take like 3 bags, and that's like $10.
Mm-hmm.
So you would spend like, we got like the equivalent of like $100 worth of mulch from, Louisville Mulch.
Yep.
For only like $24.
And we got the old mulch up, and, I went and got I got some of my mom's perennials.
Yep.
Because since they spread, you can split them up. So that saved me a little bit of money. That was awesome.
Yep.
And then I dug the holes, and Jay and I spread the mulch. And, that's what you see there. I think it turned out really nice. My mom kept saying over and over, now just wait in a month.
They'll be bigger.
I know. I know. She was acting like I was going to say, what? This is all I get, little tiny plants.
Actually, she was acting like you when you feel responsible for when we go to like a place to eat, and you feel like it's your fault if the service is bad. So totally, I understand totally where she was coming from. And I know where you
like,
get it from.
I'm the one that helped her get this going, and I was her inspiration. And if it doesn't turn out like she likes, it'll be all my fault.
Right. So what I'm hoping, I'm just going to just say this right now with this storm coming, I'm really hoping that, we don't have a issue where we have, hail because
it'll ruin the flowers.
It will ruin the flowers, and also with a car, because Kathy actually had a lot of damage
to her car.
And, I really feel bad.
Is it supposed to be hail?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they say. There's a warning. It's been a warning till 10 o'clock. So since we did some gardening and stuff, we went to Home Depot And while we were at Home Depot and we were checking out with all the flowers and all the garden soil and everything that we needed, I picked up the circulation, the sales paper, and noticed that the pavers we bought last week to put in the pavers were on sale.
Yep.
They were 40 cents and less.
It's like the week after we decided to do some work, they go on sale.
Right. So I look at this and I'm like, Renee, I'm going to ask them if we can get, you know, some money back. And Renee's like, okay, you know, she starts walking out. So I go ahead and go to the desk. Renee, you know, she didn't want to go with me because she don't want to be embarrassed by me asking, right?
Something like that.
So I go ask, I was like, hey, we bought 180 of these pavers last week at $1.51. And then they're on sale for $1.11 now. Can, you know, is there any way we can get a refund or anything like that? And they were like, sure, if you have the credit card that you bought it on or if you had a receipt. So sure enough, we had a credit card that we bought it on and they pulled it up and we got, you know, over $60 back. Paid for our flowers and everything for our project yesterday.
Pretty much. So that was awesome. I was like, yay. But so they charged my card. So what they did. They actually
credit your whole card.
Credited my whole card, and then they gave me the refund. So the charge is on my card, but the refund is not yet, because refunds always take a couple days to come through.
You know, I was worried about that when she said that.
I knew that was what was going to happen, though.
Yeah, I was kind of worried about that and everything. I've been like, what? Yeah, anyway. That's annoying. That's annoying how that happens. Like, a credit takes longer than a purchase.
Yeah, that's how it always is. That? It sucks. I don't know.
All right, you banking people out there, talk to us. Why is that?
Yeah, it's like, okay, look, it's your money, just keep, and it's mine now, so just give it back to me. Thanks.
Right. So, last night, you know, yesterday, we worked so hard on the garden and everything, and we were tired. And we unloaded some of the mulch over at Mrs. Crocker's and, you know, because she's going to use it now. And last night we were so tired. We got into bed and then Renee fell asleep before I did. And then probably like an hour she's been asleep. You know, I was up because I'm on call. So it was harder for me to go to sleep. So Renee rolls over and she says, hey, babe, my dream told me to tell you, don't drop the capers. And I was like, what? Don't drop the capers. Yes, I know it sounds silly, but don't drop the capers.
I don't remember any of this.
And so I was like, okay, I won't drop the capers. And then you rolled over and you went back to sleep.
And I mean, we got capers for a dish that I'm going to make sometime this week or next. But I don't remember saying this. I must have some weird dream.
I don't know what was going on. I think you were just tripping out.
But it was important.
Yeah, it was important. So when I went to eat the tuna fish lunch that we had today.
You didn't drop the capers.
I saw the capers and I said, don't drop the capers. You know, and then I came back from lunch.
It was like an omen. Don't drop them.
And then when I came back from lunch, you know, I IM'd you and said, hey, babe, I didn't drop the capers. You was like, okay.
I was like, is that supposed to mean something? Is it code for something?
I was like, yeah, you told me not to drop the capers. He was like, I do not remember telling you to not drop the capers. And so, yeah. Also this weekend, on Saturday, I went to a diaper party at Hooters. Apparently this is a new thing for, dads that are having babies and, went to my coworker / friend's, diaper party. And, he had his son on Friday, which was a little earlier than what they had expected and everything. But, you know, I, went to this diaper party. This is really my second time going to Hooters and my first time actually staying there to eat. And I mean,
what do you think?
Huh?
So, yeah.
I mean, the wings were good. And everything. They weren't bad. I'm still trying to figure out the whole atmosphere thing because on Saturdays and Sundays, kids eat free. And when they eat free, you know, their parents come and there are actually families that are eating. So they're trying to make Hooters.
Which is interesting.
They're trying to make Hooters more family friendly, I guess. And what I don't understand is why, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess the choice of uniform is funny to me, you know, because they still like May 10th, you know, they have, I guess they have costumes every month. So this in May 10th, the costume is going to be, schoolgirls. So on May 10th, they're going to be dressed up in short plaid skirts and button down shirts tied up, you know.
I don't know why I think that's creepy.
Around the boobs and stuff like that. And, you know, we only had like one person that was really, you know, gawking at all the girls and stuff like that. I mean, me, I wasn't really checking them out, like gawking or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it's more like, I mean, sometimes you can't help but look because it's like they're
right in your face,
you know, and every now and then they do the attentional reach over you. You know, like when you go to some restaurants, they'll say, excuse my reach or something like that. But here they actually like reach over your shoulder and, you know, boob you, you know, get, you get the boob rub or, or whatever. So, I mean, whatever.
It's a diaper party. You brought a whole bunch of, so it's the alternative to the baby shower.
Yeah, so I had to bring size 2 diapers. And, you know, it's supposed to be funny. Somebody brought them some condoms and stuff, you know, so that, you know, you mess around having more kids, you know, or whatever. You know, the whole joke thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's the toolbox that you get for changing the diaper that has the gas, that has the mask, the rubber gloves, you know, a hose extension and stuff like that, you know, so it's your kit to change a diaper and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah. So, you know, and then after that, you know, rushed back home to pick you up to go to Kimberly's dance recital. Well, to DeVille, Drum Corps Expo or whatever.
Yeah. They're having a, what was it?
Yeah, it was called DeVille, Drum Corps Expedition or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, Kim and her African dance troupe opened up.
Yeah. And they were really good.
Yeah, they were.
They were really good. Well, they practiced twice a week.
Okay.
So.
And they worked hard and everything. They did great. So that event lasted for 4 hours almost.
Oh my God. We've been here for 4 hours. Well, the event lasted about three and a half, but we were there for four hours.
I was like, oh, good Lord. And then on Thursday, something awesome happened. I'm here to tell you that I am married to Will Wheaton's friend.
Oh my gosh. He's not married to Will Wheaton's friend.
I am.
Stop saying stuff like this. People are going to think you're serious.
Because, no. Will Wheaton tweeted on Twitter. He said, you know, what did he say?
He said creepers and then, no. He said Jeepers and then hashtag Team Jeepers.
And then you said, ah, my nemesis.
Hashtag Team Creepers.
And then Will Wheaton replied back and say, hey, my best friend, Renee. Oh
God. He did not. I hate you so much. He did not either.
He said, you made me laugh out loud. It was awesome.
I'm so going to kill you.
Famous Will Wheaton.
You did this because you know I can't pull this up quickly.
It was in the show notes, so.
What? Which one?
But you being famous.
No.
So.
I'm not. But why did you say it was
famous?
They
had an exchange. You know, it wasn't just like a retweet or something like that. They actually talked on Twitter.
We exchanged 2 tweets.
Y'all communicate.
Okay, I said that one to him, and he said, that made me laugh much harder than it should have. Well done, sir and madam. And I said, it's madam. I have brief bouts of lucidity. And then he said, thank you, madam. Clever is my kryptonite. And that was delightfully clever. And that's it.
But he was trying to cover it up by saying, sir and madam, because he doesn't want everybody know that you all are friends because he knows how you are, how nervous you are, because people would inundate you, trying to get requests to meet Will Wheaton. And he just respects you. He's just a good friend like that. I mean, thank you, Will. We thank you a lot. We do. And with that, we'll go into some media.
Media. I hate you. I just thought I'd reiterate that.
So
we failed.
We failed this week.
But I have no qualms about failing.
Yeah. You know, we failed this week on Movies by Chance, and I am about to throw these other ones, Primal Here. Fear and
Punch. I'll give you a random number to give them. How about that?
I just make them up.
Okay.
So Primal Fear is going to 65. Punch Drunk is going to 128.
Yep. So sending them back into out in the ether. I hope we see you again.
They're out in the ether. And roll them up, babe. Let's see what we get.
Are there any that are ending soon on our list?
King Korn is here in the next few hours.
Oh, well, I'm not going to worry about the next few hours.
Hearts, War. That's one with Bruce Willis.
And when does that end?
Same. That's it.
Aww. Goodbye
Bye, King Korn. Bye, Hearts, War. You won't be missed because we didn't know you were... We're on there.
Okay.
Well, Hearts War, I kind of thought.
All right, I'm going to roll it up. All right. That's okay. I have it on my big list, so maybe it'll come back around again.
It's on the master list.
Three is
1.
No, 3 is 0.
67.
Oh,
that was so close.
It was so close.
Mary and Max.
What's that about?
That's the one that Jeppy and Alachia watched. Once over when
Mary and Max is a chubby foreign film?
It's a comedy. It's a dark comedy and it's some claymation. Oh. A chubby 8-year-old Australian girl and an obese adult New Yorker with Asperger's are a pair of unlikely pen pals in this clay animation feature.
Oh,
so this is cool. One that I've been wanting to watch.
Awesome. So we're going to watch it this time because we ain't doing jack on next weekend. 63. No way.
63.
Is it Primal Fear right now?
It's MILF.
Oh my gosh. Is it really?
It is MILF.
Do we have... Oh, you know, every now and then I go past that and I'm like...
Jay put that on there.
Did you?
I did.
Because I know I would have put that on there.
I put that on there just because of the name.
The rain's coming down.
Just because of the name.
Oh my gosh, we gotta watch a stupid movie named MILF that I've never heard of. What's it about? What does the description say?
Frustrated by a lack of success in finding girlfriends their own age, a quartet of college nerds discover the exhausting joys of dating older women.
This sounds so bad.
Yeah, it is. And it's unrated too. If it's bad, we won't watch it all. I'll do that because...
Maybe I'll just play with my iPhone while it's on or something.
I put that on for a pure, because I knew it was bad. I mean, it's one star. It is one star.
My MILF. I usually don't say no to giving up movies, but this one I would go with. So if it's bad, we'll find, I will roll if it's bad and we'll pick another one and that'll be our substitute.
I don't know if I'm going to watch it because they're talking, it's probably, if it's soft porn, I'm not watching it.
Okay.
So.
It probably is.
And it sounds like it is. So, we'll see. A bunch of TNA and.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
So, those are our movies by chance. And, Tara, we actually bought Tara.
Yep. So last week after the podcast, we ended up buying Tara, thinking that, you know, we'll be able to get into some of the beta action before they shut the servers down.
Nope.
But they shut the servers down the day after.
Yep.
And we didn't know.
I was like, oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Yep. And so we did that. And then so we started playing this weekend. I think we probably got like 3 hours in,
mm-hmm.
maybe, to play. And so, you know, we're enjoying it. We're taking our time. We're not in a huge rush or anything like that. So.
We're definitely taking our time. We've played twice.
Yeah.
And we're like level 8 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
It's really bad.
You know, and Thraken's worried that, you know, he's behind Serv and Galadian and all those guys.
I was like, don't worry.
Well, you know, they're all about it, you know.
They're all about getting there as fast as they can.
They about it. You know?
I'm just like, take my time. But Tara's really pretty.
Right, it is.
The combat system's different. You really have to, you can't just sit there and press the button and don't move. You have to move around a lot.
You have to aim. So it's an action MMORPG. Yeah.
You have to aim the cursor at the mob. You can just sit there and press a button and not even be really faced toward them.
Yep.
And so yeah, it's different enough from WoW that, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So that game launches tomorrow officially. And so we'll see how it goes. We'll keep you all updated to what, you know, what all happens. That was all the video games that we played, but we also did play, Dominion, the, non-trading card game, that we got from, Amazon last week. So we played that. And what did you think about Dominion, babe?
I liked it a lot. I had to get out of this mode, like, oh my God, I'm going to lose. I had to get out of that mode, but I liked it. It took us a few hands, but then we caught on really quickly.
Yeah. And we actually about mid game figured out that we were making a mistake.
Oh yeah. We made a few mistakes. It was funny.
Yeah. Definitely.
Jay was making, easier on himself, and I was making it harder on myself in some ways, but
yeah. So, you know, I mean, it was fun to play. Can't wait to play again and everything. I know Wayne was talking about wanting to play sometime with us and whatnot. So, you know, he's huge into the board games and stuff like that.
So I look forward to playing more Dominion and look forward to trying other board games. So.
Yeah. And then also with Dominion, we can change up the cards that we can pick from.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't have to go with the standard that they suggest. We can do some of the others and see how it plays, you know. But it'd be cool to do that. And then I finished up Transformers Prime, the cartoon.
It was good.
Season 1, it was good. I was totally excited about that. And, it was good, you know. Towards the, you know, right before the last four, it kind of got human heavy. So I could see where some people would probably not be happy with how it was going and stuff like that.
You said it was like Michael Bay-ish, right?
Oh well, that's what Serv said, and it is a little bit, which makes sense. I mean when Iron Man came out, the comic book kind of went with the Iron Man movie style. Mm-hmm. I mean and then like every comic book that came out on a movie, they kind of Marvel kind of rebranded. You know.
Yeah. It makes sense people are doing that kind of stuff.
Right. You know? I mean, because Tony didn't look like Tony Stark in Iron Man before the movie,
mm-hmm.
didn't look like Tony Stark now. He didn't look like Robert Downey Jr.
That's true. He didn't.
So now.
He looked more like, as soon as they announced, like as soon as the people inside knew that he was going to be Iron Man, people noticed that he looked like Robert Downey Jr. And the same with Nick Fury, looked like Samuel L. Jackson. So,
but with Nick Fury though, that was kind of a little bit before.
Yeah, but
before
I'm saying,
even the movie talked about.
I'm saying, yeah, but I mean, I think that they knew he was going to be in the movie.
Okay, I can see what a long time to say.
Before the general public.
Okay. Okay.
So
yeah,
that's just me thinking the way I think, but
yeah.
So yeah.
All right, with that, let's get to some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right, so we're in the food this week. We got a short section here.
Did I make anything this week? I don't think I made anything new.
I honestly
new.
do not recall.
I don't think I made anything new this week.
If you did anything new.
It's funny. I have these things written down, but I guess.
I mean.
I could have swore I made something new this week. Maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, Monday, you made a roast. No.
No. Monday, we had the big ziti.
I mean, we did breakfast for dinner.
Breakfast for dinner one day.
And so we had the turkey sausage for the first time. The turkey sausage patties.
Yeah, the frozen turkey sausage was good. Oh, my gosh. And I burnt the pancakes. Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah, they weren't bad.
No. It was my first time making pancakes on the new stove. So you know how every stove is different. So I just have to get used to it. And I might just like burn through a box of pancake mix trying to practice making pancakes.
Right.
So we went to Buckheads after Kim's recital.
We did.
For Kim's dance thing.
And this was the Buckheads that Mr. Crocker says is the best Buckheads here in Louisville/Indiana. And, you know, it was a nice atmosphere. I'll say that. It was a nice atmosphere. And I hate sending food back. I had to send my fries back because They were old.
Yeah, and they were really gross. Like, I hate sending food back, but I would have sent those fries back. Like, mine were fresh, yours were nasty.
Right, so send them back and everything. I mean, their queso was good, which always is good. Their fried green tomatoes, which I wasn't going to have any, was good as well.
Yeah, oh, like, I've had those before. So good.
Yeah.
Love those.
Yeah. So, and then on Thursday, surprising to you, we went to Captain's Quarters after my team, all-day team strategic meeting. Mm-hmm. We went to Captain's Quarters. Captain's Quarters is a restaurant that's on the river. It's kind of, I guess, is it fancy?
What?
Captain's Quarters.
You know what?
I'm trying to figure out why it's so
hoity, like supposed to be hoity-toity.
Yeah, why it's so fey.
But it's because of the area it's in.
Oh.
It's just the area it's in. But so this it's not restaurant. Super fancy, and the prices are not super insane. They're a little bit pricier. Just like a couple dollars pricier. Yeah. And but it's not bad.
I mean, it's on the Ohio River, which, you know, isn't all that clean and stuff. But it's kind of off the beaten path. When you're driving in, you get to see all everybody's yachts that park there. People can ride their boats to the restaurant and park in the in the docks and then come to eat. So maybe that's what it is. So people, instead of driving their car, they can hop in their boat and ride down to
it's near the riverfront, which I don't know why people are, you know,
I like where my,
paying a whole
like
bunch of money eyebrow. For
I like the, so
Ohio riverfront property anyway, but whatever.
Yep. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a huge thing that we did on the food this week. It's been a busy week.
It's been really busy. I mean, and I cooked. It wasn't like I did fast food all week. I did cook.
Yeah, you did cook. And I mean, some of it was just standard, some of our standard meals, and they weren't memorable, I guess.
Weren't memorable. That's fine. Valentine's.
Ends. All right, so we're into the odds and ends. Oddly enough, our odds and ends are
pretty big. That never happens.
And, yeah. So, so the correspondence dinner was this week, or on Saturday, and Jimmy Kimmel did the comedy this time, and you know, and Obama, our president Obama, opened up for Jimmy Kimmel. And we watched the C-SPAN, YouTube live version of it, like I always do, today. And so I have to say, man, Obama cracked me up. He was pretty funny. He was pretty funny. You know, at the very beginning, you know, he had the quote unquote open mic and tell the president to turn his mic off. And he's in the squatter, you know, and he's just randomly talking about different people in the audience and stuff like that, as if he doesn't know that the mic isn't on. It was pretty funny, and he cracked on a few people.
I did have to look up some of his jokes, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like, I didn't understand the eating dog one.
The eating dog?
Yeah, he talked about eating dog a couple times, so did Jimmy Kimmel.
Honestly, you're talking about Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, both of them talked about eating dog, because remember he said, what's the difference between a pit bull and a soccer mom? Pit bulls are delicious. Remember he said that joke?
Oh, okay.
Obama said that joke.
So what was the eating dog thing?
In his autobiography, he talked about how he ate dog over in Kenya or something like that.
Oh.
Over in India or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Places. And I guess people didn't like that he didn't put in how revolting it is in America or something like that. Anyway, so there's a big,
why don't people get upset when I talk about I ate dog in China?
Well, somebody might. Well, you weren't the president, so they might not.
Well, forget everybody then.
And then I had to look at the joke about Hillary drunk texting from.
I didn't know about that either.
Yeah, all it was is that they caught her with a beer overseas. She went for some conference, and there was a picture of her drinking a beer.
Okay.
That's all.
You know, some of that stuff, you know, kind of just.
You really have to watch CNN sometimes to really get those jokes.
Well, you know what? I did. I know it's not CNN, but I did start a subscription to Time.
Hey, that's good, though.
Yeah. So I used to subscribe to Time and everything. And I enjoyed it. I have to make sure that I don't save the books or not get behind. That's my thing. You know, so babe, I'm gonna ask you here on episode 58. If I get more than three, I need to start throwing the oldest ones away. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I won't touch your magazines. You will not become a hoarder, will you?
No, I won't become a hoarder, but I need for you to tell me because I'll get behind and I'll feel like I need to keep them. The next thing you know, I have 20 that I need to read and they'll just be sitting stacked up on my desk or on the floor or something like that. And then, also one thing I noticed today, I don't normally watch Jimmy Kimmel, but just Jimmy Kimmel cross-eyed.
I think he's cross-eyed.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with cross-eyed.
But I was just wondering. I didn't think he was, and right. Now I think he is.
Some people think that he is, and it's funny because I Googled it today, and there's other people that's Googling it today. And some people 2 days ago was like, "Is Jimmy Kimmel cross-eyed?" And it was all around this correspondence dinner, kind of how you know. Well, one, his eyes are real close together than your average person, and you know, I believe maybe he might be. Or, I mean, he may not be. I don't know. I mean, it's not horrible. It's not like Biggie Smalls type cross-eyed or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And then I want to say again, thank you to Daryl, you know, boss's boss for allowing us to borrow his truck.
Thank you.
I want to say, you know, hi and thanks to him, for doing that for us. And then also I tried a lock and lock experiment last night. So lock and lock's supposed to be airtight, watertight, at least, you know, and maybe I'm not thinking about it right. So, you know what? I think because the lock and lock probably expanded that maybe it was.
You know,
so what I did,
I don't think it means.
I took a sip of Pepsi and I said, how can I keep this can of Pepsi fresh till tomorrow? I said, you know what? I'm going to pour it in some lock and lock and seal it. And so I poured it in the lock and lock, sealed it. Today at lunch, unsealed it, and it was flat as if I had left the can in there. So I don't know. My experiment failed horribly. So
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just lost the Pepsi out of it. But yeah, I was kind of disappointed because I thought lock and lock was the next best thing since sliced bread. It still is.
Yeah.
But it just can't save Pepsi like I want it to.
I have some tech I want to mention. Can I go back? Or is that bad? Can
you want to go back to some tech?
Yeah.
You, Renee, wants to go back to some tech.
Technology.
Yeah, you can go to some tech.
Actually, the Hulu announced that they will be requiring you to sign in with a cable subscription number soon. So that means.
Uh-oh, all you freeloaders. They're trying to go cable free.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to have problems.
They notice it. They're like, these people need to pay.
What, so you know? Be careful. It's going to happen.
I'm pretty sure there's already outrage about what's going on.
So a lot of people are like, cancel it. Cancel it now. So, I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I mean, we pay for cable, so.
It doesn't matter to us. It
doesn't matter to us. I mean, I don't see us getting rid of cable. We talked about it a few times and everything. And we never really got rid of it.
Right.
So, I mean, sorry for those that were using it to save money. I mean, you're going to have to think of something else.
Yeah. All right. So I just want to go back to tech. Sorry about that.
All right. Was that a wrap?
No. I want to talk about Jay getting snobby. So when we were sitting at this marching band, it was a marching band.
The drum corps.
The drum corps competition.
Right.
Here's Jay. This is my impression of Jay. Well, I wasn't a drum major like that. I wasn't the prancy kind. I actually directed.
I was very much like,
look at all these tricks they're doing. I hope they can live up to. And he did. He was so snobby about everything.
Look at these drum majors today. They just prance around. They're just pretty much glorified cheerleaders. They had no directing technique or anything. They just dance around. They're a mascot for the band. They're not leading the band. They're just out I'm going to go out and do the cabbage patch and, you know, impress the crowd by my dancing skills. That's not what drum majoring
that's
is.
So that's Jay being snobby. I've never seen him before like that. So it was really interesting.
But it's true.
So Jay was snobby. And I do have one birthday.
All right, what's going on?
Tomorrow is Nora Butt's birthday.
What's up, Nora Butt?
Nora Happy is birthday. The daughter of Kendra, my friend, and she had her first dentist appointment today too. That was the picture on Facebook. Ugh, Facebook. Do you know when I go to Facebook? Because I have to now to see what some of my friends are doing.
Right.
I like speed through there and get off as fast as
well,
I can.
I do too. I do too. And I have to wade through sometimes a lot of imager pictures and mm-hmm. other stuff. But, you know, yeah, it is what it is. I mean, it's hard to navigate. Maybe I'm getting old. I'm getting old. Oh no.
We're all getting old.
But yeah.
So yeah, it's a short show today.
And I have to say, I do have a
podcast of the week.
It's not really a podcast.
So it's not really a podcast. More of a video cast or vlog that Felicia Day, Will Wheaton, and crew have started called Geek and Sundry. And on Mondays is when they release, Felicia Day releases her vlog, which is, you know, Felicia Day doing stuff that she wants to do, have like her favorite five stuff. It's only like 10 minutes, but it's awesome because the very first one, she got the blacksmith. And then on this last one, she got to do ice sculptures with chainsaws.
I like the blacksmith one because she kept talking about ingots. Do you have any ingots?
Yeah.
In Skyrim, they have ingots. Do you have any ingots?
Ingots. I want to make ingots because it was so easy to blacksmith in Skyrim. She thought it was going to be just easy, you know, in real life. So it was funny, you know, just watching her and stuff like that. And it was just, you know, her doing stuff that, you know, that we all wish that we could do and everything. But yeah, so go out there and try it and look it up. It's www.youtube.com/geekandsundry. It is SUNDRY for sundry or sun dry, because who doesn't like sun dried tomatoes? I mean, they love sun dried
tomatoes. You're okay if they're chopped up.
Yeah, I mean, sun-dried tomatoes are like glorified raisins, red raisins.
They're better than raisins.
Mm-hmm. And you don't like tomatoes, but you like sun-dried tomatoes.
Because they're nature's candy.
Nature's candy. Oh, that's raisins. Psh. Raisins are nature's candy. How's your peeps? How's your peeps thing going?
They aren't ready yet.
I know you already ate one row.
You
ate almost one row, minus one.
Yeah. I ate one. It wasn't ready. I tried one. In the next couple of days, it wasn't ready. Jay ate one. And you should have seen him eat this.
It was horrible.
He was like, bah. That was the same face I made when I ate the
bread and butter pickles.
But bread and butter pickles are gross. So I was like, how do you not like bread and butter pickles?
Don't hate on my plastic bread and butter pickles.
Horrible. Bread and butter pickles need to go die in a fire.
With your peeps. And when I say peeps, not your family.
All right. Thanks for joining us for another show. And we'll see you all next week.
So if you guys want to try to reach us, you can reach us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. That is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast.
You can also call us at 415-758-2278. And that is 75VCast.
Yep, 415-75VCast.
Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. And Jay's Twitter feed is TheCowboy, CAOBOI. And my Twitter feed is TheIceFlow.
And again, we'd like to thank the guys at Pretty Lights Music for providing us with the lovely music that we are going out on. This is If I Gave You My Love, and they got some cool things going on out there. They're globetrotters right now, traveling the world, touring, yep, putting on shows, fancy. But yeah.
All All right.
That's it for the show.
Thanks, guys.
Renee, ready to get out of here?
Oh, well, whatever.
I think me starting the music early always throws you off.
It does, probably.
That's my evil plan.
Well, thanks for being here with us, and thanks for taking the time to listen to us.
Bye. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Contact us, damn it!